Sometimes our days as parents are overflowing with the daily chores of feeding, disciplining, and caring for our children. But is play on your list of things to do every day for your child?
Welcome to Parenting Today. I'm Diane Charles, Executive Director of SCAN of Northern Virginia, along with Tanya Fullwood of the National Center for Children and Families. Today, we'll discuss why it's so important for parents to devote time to playing or positively interacting with their children every day.
So, Diane, why do parents need to play? It's been said that play is the business of childhood. When a child, even a baby, plays, they are problem solving, they're building motor skills, and they're overcoming physical and also mental challenges.
Play is how children learn about everything, from sharing a toy with another child to mastering the fine motor skills it takes to build with blocks.
Right. So we know why it's important for children to play, but what about parents? Playing with your child is a wonderful way to have a positive interaction with them. It can also have an incredible impact on your child's self-esteem.
That's right. Much of your time with your child, especially in today's busy lifestyles, is spent feeding, bathing, or disciplining. Your child also needs you to spend quality time interacting with them on their level and reinforcing to them that their thoughts, wishes, and actions are important to you.
Right. When you take time to play with your children, they're also learning that you accept their imagination and you accept their creativity, and that what they want to do is fun and important to you as well.
Yeah. And the fact of the matter is, a lot of parents really don't know how to play with their child. Many parents are sort of at a loss when it comes to actually figuring out just how to interact with their own child. And this is normal.
Right.
No one teaches us how to do it. We spend a lot of time and are usually more confident when we're making dinner or driving a child to school or scheduling doctor's appointments for our children. But when it comes to positive interaction or play, many of us do need suggestions.
That's right. Like you said, we don't get an instruction manual on how to do it. But I think the first and most important thing that you want to do is just simply devote the time to your child. You just want to carve out some time. Then let him take the lead. Let them figure out what they want to do that's fun to them. It's the time and attention that's really the goal, not what you're really doing. Depending on your child's age, you might want to just ask them, what do you like to do? Your willingness to give him the lead strengthens his self-esteem, and it also puts you in a positive, more supporting role. Play also supports your child's growing independence and can actually result in fewer power struggles over time by allowing them to assert himself in a meaningful and a positive way.
And really, there are no hard and fast rules about play. It can be hard to sit back and follow the lead of a child, no question. It can mean moving at a very slow pace or sometimes a very fast pace. It can mean doing the same thing over 20 times.
Right.
Trust, though, that these focused, repetitive activities are really very valuable in the early years for developing cognitive and communication skills in your child.
And it can be hard, but the point of play is to allow your child to direct, whether it's choosing the activity, deciding how long to do one of the activities, or how to do it. The only one rule for parents is to not direct and not rush the child. Your goal should be to let your child make the decision, such as picking out a book, asking you to color a specific page that they're doing, or deciding when a tower of blocks is done and ready to be toppled over.
That's right. It can be a challenge, but try to focus on these opportunities as a chance to learn more about your child, what they enjoy, and how they see the world.
So we talked about play and why it's important for parents to play with children, and that there are no rules to play. Let the children decide that.
Right.
So what about the different play for different ages? When we talk about play, we're really talking about positively interacting with your child through some kind of fun activity. Different children enjoy playing in different ways, and it's okay.
And sometimes siblings even have different styles of play,
right,
which makes it important for parents to spend quality time with each child so that they can take on that lead role in action.
So play means different things at different ages. Let's talk about some of those ages. For infants, play can simply begin with listening to your baby coo and speaking back to her. I know sometimes parents don't want to do the coo, but you got to do the coo. Even eye-to-eye contact is positive interaction at this stage, along with things as simple as just rocking and singing a song.
And then with your infant, other simple ways are playing a peekaboo or patty cake game, holding your baby so she can reach a rattle or a mobile and showing her how to make noise with them. Even rolling balls back and forth or rolling her on her tummy on a beach ball are ways to play with an infant.
And for infants, something simple as touching games like This Little Piggy, or even looking in the mirror with you and pointing to parts of their face and just identifying, but as long as you're touching.
Mm-hmm.
For toddlers, play begins to get more active. It can be fun to see where a mobile child chooses to go. So you interact with him by following him around, allowing him to wander. I know it sounds a little tiring, but you allow him to wander safely around your house and your yard while you just narrate what you see. And also give him pots and pans, utensils from the kitchen, and just allow him to make some noise.
Right. Read books, allowing him to select.
Mm-hmm.
Offer books where you can ask him to make an animal noise or point out objects he knows. Where's the cat? Where's the ball? Physical games such as chase or riding on a parent's shoulders. How about asking where his nose, eyes, and ears are and having him point them out to you?
And also for toddlers, let them stand on the stool in the sink while you play with the water or help you, in quotes, wash the dishes. Coloring with them, parallel play is common at the toddler age, which means they play together. Whether it's a parent or another child, simply by doing the same activity at the same time.
We are talking about the power of play. You're listening to Parenting Today. You just heard from Tanya Fullwood with the National Center for Children and Families, and I'm Diane from SCAN of Northern Virginia. For school-agers, play is an important way to connect with your child when they begin to spend a lot more time away from you, interacting with others like teachers, friends, and coaches. Your special time with them reinforces your positive attention, and it's a great time for you to learn more about your child when they're developing personal preferences and honing in on social skills. You can play by asking her to pick out a board game to play as a family, playing with action figures, dollhouses, Legos, and narrating to encourage her to, you know, explanation and imagination. If you say, "I see you built the house next to the lake," they're more likely to explain or expand on what they're doing and feel like they are in control and you're paying attention.
Going outside with your children and playing, whether it's kicking a soccer ball, pushing on the swings, or even planting a flower bed together. Inviting your child to help you with an activity such as writing cards to family members or cooking dinner. And this type of play makes your work more fun. I know it doesn't sound like it, but it does. Make it more fun. You just want to rush and get out the kitchen just to be sure to keep focus on your child and not perfect penmanship or a five-course meal.
Right.
For teenagers, tweens, and teens, play is quickly being replaced by a more mature but hopefully still positive interaction. It's also gets tougher as they get older.
Right. Although options like tossing a ball around outside or gathering around a board game are still great options, parents can also connect with their teens and tweens by things like asking your child to take the lead on planning a trip or an outing for you to do together, such as a museum or a sports game. Ask them to select the destination and general time and then support their choice and enjoy it together.
That's a good idea. For tweens and teens, you also want to set up a movie night and have them make the date. Let your child pick the movie, make the popcorn, and allow time to talk before and after, just so we're all on the same page. Creating a book club for two, letting your child select the book, and inviting some of their friends to read also, and tackling home improvement projects together. But let your child choose. Perhaps they want to repaint their room or build something.
And those are all great suggestions, and hopefully just like they are suggestions. It gives you an idea of things that you can do with your teenager. But most importantly, commit to play. Parents are busy. We've said that, and we say it a lot on Parenting Today, and that's a fact. But planning time for play and special interaction can seem like just another task or on your to-do list, and one that sometimes doesn't seem as important as, you know, the laundry or mowing the lawn. But there's no question. As parents, we need to make the commitment to really make it happen. Except that playing with your child is a really important task, both for the educational and emotional benefits it has for your child, and equally as important, your relationship with your child.
And that's important. Just think, you get to have fun while doing something incredibly important for your family, not to mention the fact that spending quality time with your child each day can improve their behavior, it strengthens their communication skills, and it also builds your family's cohesiveness.
Yeah, I think that point really sends home to me how much influence as a parent you have on these things. And like you said, it can be very fun at the same time, and yet you're really helping to mold your child for their future. So every day, parents are checking off what seems like that never-ending list. You make lunches, you sign permission slips, you pay the bills. There is something parents should add to their list, and it's not really another boring chore.
That's right. And for some reason, we parents often feel guilty if we're not doing a million things at once, as if sitting still and interacting with your children can't possibly be allowed because we're enjoying it.
And it's just not true.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the great rewards of parenting. It's an incredible amount of work.
Right.
But part of that work is achieved by connecting with and simply enjoying your child.
That's right. And playing with your child, devoting that special focus time is so important. And it's an important responsibility that comes along with parenting. And it's one of those things that, no, we don't get a manual for, but it's one we actually get to have fun doing.
Remember, we need to pause for our children. No matter how fast the world might be moving around us, it's critical that we pay attention to the kids in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Take time out of your busy schedule to focus on your children and know that it's okay to ask for help. For more information about the power of play and other parenting challenges, visit the SCAN website at www.scanva.org. You've been listening to Parenting Today with Tanya Fullwood with the National Center for Children and Families, and I'm Diane Charles from SCAN of Northern Virginia.